Hey, this is Off the Record. We're still here with our local music on Radio K. We have Jenny from Jenny Lawless in our world famous studio where we do our interviews. Hello.
Hi.
Again, thank you for that lovely performance.
Thank you for having me.
Are you ready to do this cool interview we're going
to
do?
I'm ready to dive in.
Great. My first question. Be careful, it's a hard one. Where are you from and what is it known for?
The second part of that question is hard.
Yeah, actually.
Because I'm from the suburbs of Chicago.
Cool.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Prospect, to be specific.
Of course.
There's no mountain.
Oh.
No mountain there.
The prospect of a mountain.
Yeah. But I would say, if I'm going to be really vague and say that I'm from Chicago, which Chicagoans would hate, I think Chicago is known for hosting the World's Fair.
Really? When did that... Do you know what year that was?
I think it was the late 1800s.
Wow.
And also, I heard that in the town where I went to high school, there's an adult diaper store for people that are interested in that in a sensual way.
Really? In your hometown?
Yep. Next door to my hometown.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
It really makes you think.
It's like an... Well, and it's like an adult baby store, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does make sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll find out the name and I'll let you know later.
That's cool. But we won't talk about it on the air because we're not allowed to talk about any businesses.
No business.
No business here. Only talking about art. another question about location for you. Where is the favorite place that you've ever performed?
As Jenny Lawless or as in general?
Maybe you can say either, but we can also say both, you know.
Well, in general, the favorite place I've ever performed, just in terms of like the last year, I would say the Raccoon Motel in Davenport, Iowa.
Really?
It's run by Sean Moeller, who used to do Day Trotter. he used to run Day Trotter, but now he's got this Raccoon Motel, which is like this really cool venue, super tiny, but kind of decorated in the style of a Wisconsin supper club.
Neat.
So there's all these taxidermied animals and like wood paneled walls, mm-hmm. and it's a whiskey bar, so it's a specialty kind of place. But the crowd was so cool. I really liked everybody in general. I really love Iowans. So, and the people from the Quad Cities in general are really cool. And the audience was super, super sweet. That was with a band called People, P.PL. I think they did a Radio K session
really?
Before I was in the band.
That's cool.
Yep.
We can go find the Polaroid after this.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And I'll take a picture and send it to them.
So, is this place actually a motel?
Nope, it's not a motel. Maybe at one point in time it was, but it's basically like a one-room venue. You just walk in and you're like right there, and there's two little bathrooms.
That's sweet.
But yeah, very cozy and nice.
Cool. And your favorite place to play is Jenny Lawless? Do you have
an
answer to
that
too? Or you don't have to if you don't. That's okay.
I don't know. I mean...
Right here? This studio?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Thank
right
you.
Here.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Yeah, there's too many good venues in town. I couldn't pick one.
Here, let's move on. We'll move on to my third question that I have written down.
Okay.
Your newest release, titled Two Songs, contains the songs I Want to Believe and Choke Cherry, which I think both of which you've played today.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk a little bit about these songs, like how you went about writing them, what they mean to you, just anything like that?
Sure. So the title of the EP is Two Songs, and it's kind of making fun of the rules and expectations around what it means to have an EP and how many songs you're supposed to have. And I really wanted to release an EP, but I didn't really have the money to record more than two songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, gosh darn it, I'm going to call this an EP no matter what, and I'm going to call it Two Songs to make fun of myself for feeling like I need to have an EP instead of two singles. So That's what those two songs were. I recorded them almost exactly a year ago with Mike and Cooper, Cooper on bass, Mike on drums, in Brett Bullion's studio. It's called, what does he call it? Oh, sci-fi dock worker. That's what it's called.
Cool.
Brett's super into sci-fi, and it was a good vibe because we kind of let Brett be a fourth member of the band. So there was a lot of like collaboration in terms of the production of the two songs, and we were very much a band in the process. So that was nice. I Want to Believe, speaking of sci-fi, is kind of about wanting to believe in supernatural events, but having some skepticism. And you can dig through the lyrics if you want to kind of get some more ideas about what that is. And Chokecherry is just kind of an anthem for women to be their own person and not feel like they have to rely on a man or another person in general. The chorus is, "I'm leaving alone." So it's kind of an empowerment piece.
Right on. Before this question I don't have written down, but I would like to ask, tell me, what inspired your band outfits today? And maybe you'd like to share a little bit about, for all those people listening at home, they don't know that you're wearing these cool jumpsuits.
Yeah, so we've got these jumpsuits that are matching that I dyed myself.
Wow.
I'm really into primary colors, just bright colors in general. I really like to be playful. And I think that it can be really boring sometimes to see a band live when they're just wearing, like, a hoodie and jeans. And it's, like, the same 30 white guys with, like, rolled-up stocking caps. And I wanted it to be a little bit different. And I do have two white guys in my band. I love them dearly. But again, people might not recognize them if they weren't wearing their jumpsuits. Because, you know, I mean, I just want to stand out a little bit. So since we are all, for our day jobs, car mechanics, I thought it would be appropriate. Cooper, we wish. No, we're not actually car mechanics, but... that was the inspiration.
Right on. That's so cool. Okay, I got one more question for you. And it's kind of a two-part question, maybe. Let's see. It's, as you've continued with this project, the first part of the question, how do you think that it's changed over time? And then the second part of the question is, are there any changes you hope to see or are looking forward to in the future? Like, or more generally, what are you looking forward to in the future of this project?
Well, it's a sad day for Jenny Lawless and her band, because I think this is the last performance with Mike and Cooper that may ever happen, because I'm moving to L.A.
Wow.
So there's a lot of huge changes on the horizon, but I'm planning on moving before my birthday. Not before, maybe like on or the day after my birthday, February 3rd. And so that could mean a lot of things. It might mean returning to how I began, which is playing completely alone. I used to play with a drum machine, and I did all my looping by myself, and I just played, like, super simple key parts. I run my Casio through a guitar pedal so that it has a little bit more depth of character. So I might try to do that to start, but mostly just to get into people's ears in L.A. and connect with other musicians who want to play with me. I'll never be able to replace Mike or Cooper, but I can, gosh darn, try. I could certainly try. I'm going to miss those guys, though. I might try to get famous so that I could just fly them out.
Uh-huh.
That's the ultimate dream. Hey, Mike, you available? I'll fly out tomorrow. Cool. That's what it'll be like when I'm famous.
You just predicted it right here on Radio K.
Mm-hmm.
Predicted the future.
I did.
Well, I think that seems like a lovely sentiment to sort of wrap up this interview. Do you agree?
I agree.
Well, thank you so much for being here. This has been Off the Record, Local Music on Radio K with Jenny Lawless live in our studio. Jenny Lawless has an EP on Bandcamp called Two Songs. Thanks for listening. We're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming.